The protesters' chants in the streets of Tehran and elsewhere have been aimed at the man they claim unfairly won the Iranian presidential election, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. But analysts say that in his Friday prayer sermon, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the country's supreme leader, reframed the electoral debate. He came down squarely on the side of the hard-line president, saying the vote was fair and his views are closer to those of Mr. Ahmadinejad in both foreign and domestic policy. Reva Bala, Iran affairs analyst for the private intelligence firm Stratfor, says that in doing so, Khamenei is placing the president under his political protection.
Now the supreme leader made it clear it's not only just about the president. Now if you continue any of these protests, you're facing off against the supreme leader. And so that takes it to a whole other level. So now they kind of have to go back to the drawing board and see really how far do they want to take this. And I think there is, a pretty good chance that the protests could peter out.
By the government's account, incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad beat out his main rival, reformist former Prime Minister Mir Hussein Mousavi, by a margin of nearly 2-1. Two other candidates, Mehdi Karoubi and Mohsen Rezaei, came in a very distant third and fourth. The protesters claim widespread fraud and have taken to the streets nearly every day since the June 12th election to demand that the election be annulled and a new vote held. Mousavi and other opposition leaders have backed that call. However, says Reva Bala, men like Mousavi are still establishment figures. She says that may make them reluctant to endanger their own positions by directly confronting the Islamic Republic's supreme leader. But to turn away now, she says, could also disillusion their followers.
There's a huge gap between Mousavi, Karoubi, Rezaei, all the people at the top who are opposing the president, and the many of the protesters on the streets. So you have to remember that the agenda of both are very different. And Mousavi, in particular, is not as radical as many of his supporters want him to be. He is not willing to break with the state. Many of the people he's working with, like Rafsanjani, are not necessarily ready to break with the state. They want to maintain the core of the Islamic Republic.
The electoral controversy has placed Iran in its greatest political crisis since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. But analysts point out that this is a very different situation. Ken Katzman, Iran affairs analyst at the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, says the current electoral protests do not appear to be drawing in more cross-sections of the Iranian population.
What I'm looking for as a political scientist is, are our new groups joining this protest movement? Are laborers going on strike? Are poor people who may have been Ahmadinejad voters joining in? Are people coming in from the villages to join this thing? And I'm not seeing that. And I think at some point the protesters, to continue their momentum, have to show that they're bringing in new segments of society to sustain this movement.
Katzman says the government's exit strategy appears to be just wait the protesters out.
I think the way out is to try to tire out the protesters and to, in essence, show them, hey, guys, not everybody in Iran is joining you here. You can continue to march if you want to. We're not going to interfere. We're not going to use violence, but you're not getting anywhere. I think that's the exit strategy Khamenei and company are pursuing right now.
People will be watching closely to see what the verdict is of the Guardian Council, which has been asked to review selected portions of the vote, but not the entire election. Reva Bala says the protesters should not expect any surprises.
I don't think we're going to see a major challenge against the supreme leader, especially now that he's taken this strong stance. The Guardian Council will give its verdict, and I don't think anybody expects them to come out and say, we'll hold new elections and annul the results. I think that's very unlikely. And so once that verdict is given, the call will be made to accept this and move on. And those that don't will be crushed with force.
There have been sporadic attacks on demonstrators by police and hardline Basij militia, and at least 7 protesters have been killed. But analysts warn that any larger Tiananmen Square-type crackdown would be far bloodier, especially if the government brings in squads of Revolutionary Guards. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.